board of the Walt Disney Company meets for a second day today to consider the future of Chief Executive Michael Eisner. He has told Fortune magazine that he does not expect to remain at the company after his contract expires in 2006. NPR's Kim Masters reports that Michael Eisner's comments are not conclusive.
When Fortune magazine asked Michael Eisner whether he wants to become chairman of the Disney board, he responded with these words, quote, "I have not asked the board to stay on the board or be chairman after the end of my contract. My assumption is that I would not continue on the board or as chairman." Close quote. That's not exactly crystal clear.
The only person who's being disturbed by this ambiguity is Michael Eisner.
Greg Taxon is with the shareholder advisory firm Glass Lewis. He says Eisner's critics may be energized by his lack of clarity. Those critics include former board members Roy Disney and Stanley Gold, who have vowed to put up their own slate of directors at next year's annual meeting unless the board gets rid of Eisner before his contract expires in 2006. Taxon is willing to be a bit more patient than that, but he doesn't think installing Eisner as chairman would be in the company's interest.
Disney as a company would be well served to make a clean break at the end of the Eisner era, whenever that comes.
Disney's board is under considerable pressure to maintain the appearance of independence. Next month, a trial is set to begin over a shareholder suit alleging that the board shirked its duties in the mid-90s by allowing Eisner to hire and then fire one-time superagent Michael Ovitz as the company's president. That case has already led to embarrassing disclosures about the company's internal operations. As Taxon stresses, the board must be especially careful to avoid the appearance that it is doing Eisner's bidding.
Now is the time, certainly, for this board to show that it is, in fact, operating independently from the CEO's office and is considering who's the best person to be running this business and what the best strategy is for the business going forward.
One candidate emerging as a contender for Eisner's job is Terry Semel, chief executive of Yahoo. Semel ran Warner Brothers Entertainment Empire for years, and his success at Yahoo has commanded respect on Wall Street. Neither Yahoo nor Semel had any comment yesterday on what a spokesperson described as speculation. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.